This is Gary Blankenship Lugnut calling in for me and John Wright, Crank, from the 2012 Everglades Challenge. We and Oracle are at Flamingo after an eventful run from Chokoloski last night and today. We left Choco about 3 p.m. yesterday on Tuesday, accompanied out with on a falling tide with about a 30-mile-an-hour wind. We triple-reefed the main and came out Rabbit Key Pass. We found we could hold course close reaching, which is good because Triple Reef Main does not do well close haul, doesn't provide very much punching power down the coast, and we made good time for about 45 minutes, and then the seas built up really nasty, choppy, and Oracle was taking a real beating and barely making any progress, slowed to about a knot and a half. So we tacked inland to try to close the coast and see if we could get out of the worst of the chop, since the wind was blowing off the land, and we shook out a reef to try to get some more power. And lo and behold, when we tacked back to go out, the wind had dropped. Wasn't predicted to, but it had dropped, and we actually took out the number two reef, and we sailed all night with one reef, doing about averaging about 4.5 knots, I guess. I'll have to check the log. And a rather nice sail down the coast. We did stay fairly close to the shore to make sure, in case the wind picked up, that the shot wouldn't be too bad. By the time we got to the Capes, at the Cape Sable, the wind started to pick up, and by the time we got around East Cape, just before dawn, it had picked up quite a bit, and we had actually had a current that was flowing apparently out of Florida Bay, and it made it actually very difficult to get in, and it was dawn, and the wind was picking up, and we had a lot of trouble actually trying to get into the bay, and finally we put the double reef back in the sail, and that made it about right for the wind, and we began to beat in, and we beat into Flamingo in about 5 hours of very hard, tough going. Every few seconds, when you looked up, salt was coming onto the boat and hitting in the face from the salt water from all the spray and the shore waves. Not too big because the water is shallow, but nasty and very wet, and we must have bailed 10 gallons out of the cockpit from spray flying in. And but we made it a little bit after noon, and we're in Flamingo, very tired, but we're going to rest up, get a good night's sleep, eat some food, clean out the boat, dry out things as best we can, and head out tomorrow. The forecast is, again, for strong east winds, but not quite as strong as we face today. They were said to be 23 miles an hour, gusting to 32. That seems about right. We had some very strong gusts. Supposed to be around 20 tomorrow with a little bit higher gust. So should be a little bit more manageable, but that means instead of going the direct route across Florida Bay, we'll have to go the much longer route around Florida Bay. And it could take a day and a half to reach the finish line, but we're going to try to make it. It's been a very tough, very trying Everglades challenge, but we're going to keep going on. And we'll give you another report when we have a chance.